Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about if it's a good idea to start a digital agency in 2020.
So Eric, you have a course on all about starting a digital agency, right?
It's a program, okay, but I do have a course too. Yes.
Okay. You have a program. Now you're seeing a lot of people who are starting up an agency. Some of them have started it during this period of COVID and uncertainty with the worldwide economy just getting crushed. How are people doing right now in their agencies with the people that you're working with?
Surprisingly well. They're growing. And here's the surprising thing. Some of them that are doing maybe 50 to 100 grand a year, they're still coming in and they're paying, because our program goes from anywhere from 10 grand for there's a group coaching thing. It's a one-time cost. And then there's a one-on-one for 2,500 a month. So this is a significant cost and they're investing it. They're saying, hey, we're growing right now and we know that you're going to help us sidestep things. So we're down to pay the investment. So point being, digital agencies are growing right now, but it depends on the industry that you're in. So if you're in hospitality, some of the customers that we have, they lost 90% of their business. If you're in events, you got destroyed too. But for the most part, I would say probably 80% business is up.
And the reason they're up, and this is why it's a good time, because of COVID, a lot of people have shifted to the internet. Just think about this stat. 12% of commerce is done online. 12%. It doesn't matter if it's e-commerce, B2B, services, it doesn't matter. Roughly 12% is done online. Now that number is shooting through the roof. And because it's shooting through the roof, people have to figure out how to market their businesses online. So where do they turn to? Digital agencies. It's probably one of the best times to start one. And by the way, you could actually check out Eric's training program. Where can they find it if they want to?
They can go to singlegrain.com/agency-accelerator.
I can tell by your eyes, you're thinking about where they go. Yeah,
I'm like, which link should I send them to?
But that simple stat of showing how 12% of commerce was online to that number skyrocketing. No one has a current numbers, but you can see that in Amazon stock, Shopify stock. Microsoft is still crushing it. Apple's still crushing it. Google's crushing it right now. Facebook is crushing it. It just tells you digital agencies, this is the right time.
Yeah, I think there's always going to be a time and place for agencies. People need people to do the work without hiring a bunch of full-timers, right? Eventually, you know, if it's a bigger company, they're probably going to be looking to build the team in-house, but there's always an in-between. The funny thing is, if you look at Neil's past, he used to have an agency, then went all to software, and then he came back and started another agency. I've always kept Single Grain, even though I have these other businesses going on, because I think there's a time and place for it. And it just depends on the model, right? I would just say, you want to make sure you don't have all your eggs in one basket, because you know if you're going to niche down, which I think is really important, especially if you're starting out, because you can command higher prices and then you can focus on maybe a couple of industries. Don't just focus on one niche, because if you focused all on hospitality, you would be in trouble right now. But if you diversified a little bit, so as an example, on the Single Grain side, we focus only on software as a service. That's the main one. We have e-commerce, we have education, right? And those are the three main ones, but we're able to jump around there. Our portfolio, so if I look at it as an investment, our portfolio is diversified. So you want to make sure you protect yourself. But long term, I think there's always going to be a time and place for agencies.
If you guys want to learn more, check out Eric's program at singlegrain.com/call.
You can do singlegrain.com/call if you want a strategy call with one of my team members.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you for the easier URL.
Yeah. All right. That's it for today, guys. And we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.